start putting it in your body. You know, for every quart of water that you should be drinking, a quarter teaspoon. Now, Ruth Lowe up in Chicago will disagree with, you know, Phil Offerly on that quotient, that ratio. Not so much on getting at least a quarter teaspoon into your body, but she'll say that might be too much if you're for every quart, if you're drinking another, or if you're consuming another quarter teaspoon of salt. And you don't mix the salt in with the quart of water. It just toss it in your mouth or put it with a few ounces of water first thing in the day or in the middle of the afternoon. Put a little bit in there. But as far as getting the mineral count up in the body and allowing everything to function and fire, you'll see a difference. It's just really quite interesting. And you'll accelerate the results that you get on all the other Nikan solutions.
Besides helping with the blood sugar with the salt, is there other, are there other symptoms and other things it helps with?
Yeah, well, the key electronic function of the body as far as the whole spinal column and the central nervous system, if the trace minerals are not in it, now we're getting some of it, like you said, in the zeolite, in the water, in those proprietary elements that are in the waterfall, in that filter, same thing in the aquaphor, same thing in the Pimax sport bottle. But as far as the trace minerals that are not in our foods anymore, and they're definitely not in the pretty white salt that is on the dinner table, okay, there's just nothing. There's no benefit other than making it taste salty. But the real key is those trace minerals that are in that salt that allows everything to just to work and function better. And that's why if you go back and if you missed that interview I did with Phil and Gloria Offerly a couple months back, maybe it's been more than that now. Yeah, we're into May. What am I thinking? Yeah, it was a couple months ago. But he addresses that the body works better, and he backs it up with experiences that they've had with people that were not getting results with the mag steps, with the sleep system, with anything. Then they got them on the water and the salt, and all of a sudden everything started functioning better, and then the results went up. So now we've all had people that have had wonderful results, and they eat terrible, and they're totally dehydrated, and they drink pop or they drink alcohol, and yet they get results with a flex, you know, on their back. We've all had that. But if you want to level the playing field so everybody gets the most fantastic results possible, give them the freebie right up front. It's $8, $9, $10 for a big bag. Tell them to replace all the salt in their house and start consuming it a quarter teaspoon a day. At least that. At least that. It's not going to raise their blood pressure. It won't. Because the real salt won't do that. Because it doesn't have the aluminum. It doesn't have the iodine. It doesn't have the bleach that's in Morton Pretty Salt. It doesn't do that to the body. It actually lets the body function the way it should. You go back 100, 150 years ago when they used salt to cure meats and to cure, to dry out some vegetables and whatever for storage. That salt was the real stuff. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't remember hearing a bunch of people that died because of high blood pressure. They died of old age, of natural causes.